I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, January 3rd. Shuttle buses were replacing train service on a section of the MBTA's Red Line after a maintenance vehicle derailed early this morning. Buses were running between Quincy Center and JFK UMass. Riders can also use the commuter rail at Quincy Center and Braintree for alternate service. Last fall, federal regulators issued a stern warning after dozens of incidents involving maintenance vehicles. The Federal Transit Administration pointed to 27 maintenance vehicle derailments between January 2024 and the end of September, which was more than all similar incidents in the previous 3 years combined. It was unclear when the service would be restored this morning. Eastern Nazarene College is proposing to create 3 new roadways through their Wollaston campus to allow for construction of a new housing subdivision. The school, which is shutting down after over 100 years in Quincy, recently presented a plan to the Quincy Planning Board that calls for a roadway with 23 residential single-family lots, a cul-de-sac with 7 residential single-family lots, and a cul-de-sac with 2 residential multifamily lots. Quincy's deputy planner Rob Stevens explains the proposal is still preliminary. The planning board endorsed the comments about the proposal from the city's engineering and health departments. An attorney for Eastern Nazarene College did not attend the planning board meeting. City of Quincy continues to lay out the groundwork in an effort to create a municipal broadband network to offer competitive internet service. City Council recently approved 2 measures that set the stage for the next step in the process. City Council President Ian Kane, who's spearheading the effort, is optimistic that a trial of the new network will take place later this year. The City Council previously agreed that neighborhoods in Marymount and Quincy Points will be the first to test out the new broadband network to gauge residents' interest in the service. With the new year comes the new City of Quincy census. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says residents will be getting the census forms in their mailboxes soon. There is a city election this year for all the city council seats and 3 school committee seats. Crispo says if a primary is needed, it will be held on September 2nd, the day after Labor Day. Prosecutors in the case of Karen Reed are asking the judge to exclude testimony about cell phone data from her retrial, which is scheduled to begin later this year. The 44-year-old Reed of Mansfield is accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe, with her SUV outside a Canton home on January 29, 2022, and leaving him to die in a snowstorm following a night of drinking at C.F. McCarthy's and Waterfall Bar and Grill. In a motion filed this past Tuesday, the state wants the proposed testimony of Richard Green, the founder of United States Forensics, to be barred from Reed's new trial. Green previously testified about his analysis of cell phones belonging to Reed, O'Keefe, and friend Jen McCabe. He testified that McCabe's phone was used to search Google for how long to die in the cold at 2:27 a.m. The state wants the alleged Google search and testimony about any deletion of data from McCabe's phone to be excluded. Prosecutors are trying to show that Reed's alleged actions outside 34 Fairview Road were intentional. Reed's lawyers have alleged there was a cover-up involving members of several law enforcement agencies. They say O'Keefe was beaten by someone else inside the home, bitten by a dog, and then left outside. Reed's first trial ended July 1st with a hung jury, and she's attempting to convince the Supreme Court to drop some charges while she awaits a second trial. Reed's second trial is scheduled to begin on April 1st. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott announcing that his Are You OK program is being credited with helping a Norfolk County resident in need of medical care after she was unable to answer the call from the sheriff's office to check in on her. It is the latest of several assists in the past few months linked to the free service offered by the sheriff's office. The most recent case happened this past Monday morning around 9:30 when an 83-year-old Dedham resident and client of RUOK didn't answer the automated check-in call. Norfolk County Sheriff's Officer Cheryl Bambry called the woman personally numerous times with no response. Bambry then called the woman's neighbor, who's also on the RUOK program, and asked that neighbor to visit the woman because she lives in the same building and had a key to the woman's apartment. When the neighbor arrived, she found the 83-year-old very weak and unable to use the phone or to move and was calling out for help. That neighbor called 911, and the woman was taken to a nearby hospital. She's now back home. RUOK is a free program run by the Sheriff's Office that offers calls to residents of Norfolk County who live alone and could use a check-in related to their health or well-being. To sign up, call 1-866-900-7865. Norfolk County Register of Deeds Bill O'Donnell says his sincere appreciation is being given to everybody who contributed to the Registry's 2024 annual holiday food drive. With the help of the community, the Registry collected over 200 pounds of food this year. The non-perishable food collected during the drive will be dispensed to several pantries throughout Norfolk County. According to Project Bread, almost 18% of all households in Massachusetts are considered food insecure, and almost 23% of households with children in the state are considered food insecure. The increasing cost of housing and food are likely factors that contribute to the rising rates of food insecurity. Check of business news. This morning, stocks retreated. The Dow was down 151 points. The Nasdaq lost 30, and the S&P fell 13. European and Asian stocks are mixed. The euro is up, and oil at $72 a barrel. Sports. Celtics beat Minnesota 118 to 115, and they'll be in Houston tonight at 8 p.m. Rangers beat the Bruins 2-1. The Bees will be in Toronto tomorrow night at 7. And it's Patriots and Bills, the last game of the season this coming Sunday at Gillette Stadium at 1 p.m. Forecast from the National Weather Service. For today, partly sunny, still windy, high of 38. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low 28. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, high of 32, but the same thing on Sunday, partly cloudy 32, and Monday, partly cloudy with a high of 33. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet, west winds 15 to 20, still gusting to 30 knots. There was a small craft advisory up till 1 o'clock this afternoon. High tide, 1:34 p.m. Sunrise, 7:12, sets at 4:24. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 1:30, and tomorrow at 2 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, January 3rd.